You may have heard about this suit going on in Japan where there are a group of women who are basically asking the government to give them permission to keep their maiden name once they get married. They see this as the last kind of gender inequality going on in the country. Now, the way it stands now, they are allowed to use their maiden name in business for their career, but they have to take their husband's surname for all official documents, anything official. Now, I was reading some articles about this, and some of the argument is that this super feminism has taken over Japan. But then when you start reading about the women who are bringing this case, I'm not sure if I'm buying this super feminism argument that the reporter is making. In fact, one of the women is in her 80s. And her reason for wanting to keep her maiden name is that her husband's name just has never felt right. In fact, when they got married initially and she first took her husband's name, she felt a huge loss of identity. And it was so extreme that she and her husband decided to divorce so she could go back to her maiden name. But they stayed in relationship. She eventually got pregnant, and so they remarried. And her main argument or her main issue is that she does not want her husband's name above her on her tombstone for all of eternity. That she wants her maiden name on her tombstone just because it doesn't feel right. Now, this brings me to my opinion on the matter, and yes, it's true, I do have an opinion on the matter. You know, I help women find love, and eventually they get engaged, and they're talking about getting married, and I get asked the question, Jessica, how do you feel about a woman keeping her maiden name or taking her husband's name? Well, in my youth, I was such a very strong feminist that I felt that I would never take my husband's name, that I would hold on to my last name, you know, like the true valiant feminist that I was. But then when I did get engaged and was thinking about getting married, all my instincts said, I need to be Jessica Sabatini, no longer Jessica Horseman. In fact, I took my husband's name a year before we got married. So what was this big turnaround? How did I make this big turn? Was it a political? Was it emotional? It just felt right. It felt like that was the name I needed to have. It wasn't about having the same last name as him or having the same last name as my kids. It just felt right. Now later, I actually talked to a numerologist about this. And she said that by taking my husband's name, I really improved my numerology, the numbers of that my name. I became a much more powerful person, a much more confident person, a person who was able to get things done. I have to tell you, I did feel a huge energetic change going from Jessica Horstman to Jessica Sabatini. Now, the other thing that she mentioned was that by taking my husband's name, the way our numbers matched up, we actually became more compatible. And often, sometimes what happens is a woman takes her husband's name, the relationship's great, they get engaged, they get married, she takes his name, and then the relationship falls apart. Because the truth is, she does change her whole identity by changing her name to his. So here's my grand, perspective on this. Get a numerology session. Figure out which name is more powerful, which name is more compatible with your husband, your maiden name or your married name or a combination. Check that out. Let that be your guide and then ask your gut. What does your gut tell you? Is my maiden name really what I have to have, or is my gut telling me that I really do want to take my husband's name? So it's not about politics. It's not about feminism. It's just about what feels right and what's right for you. That's my opinion on the matter. This is Jessica Sabatini with the 360 Woman. May you have your pie and eat it too.